AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The forecast has not improved for Hurricane Milton.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton could reach land early Thursday. It's now a Category 4 hurricane.
The state is strong. We're going to be able to weather it. Not going to be easy. We're going to suffer damage. But, don't lose faith. It's a tough thing to do two storms in 2 weeks. But we'll get through it.
That area in Florida is still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Dimitri Koussanathis is
preparing for round two, trying to salvage whatever very little is left and secure whatever I can.
Crews are working quickly to remove lingering wreckage from Helene in Florida. Hezbollah stepped up rocket fire as Israel sent more troops into Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has a message for the people in Lebanon.
Don't let these terrorists destroy your future any more than they've already done. Stand up and take your country back. You have an opportunity that hasn't existed in decades. An opportunity to take care of the future of your children and grandchildren.
A former New York City official has been charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence in a sweeping federal investigation that led to Mayor Eric Adams' indictment on charges he took bribes and illegal campaign cash from foreign interests. Mayor Adams had no comment.
The courtroom will deal with the cases. I must deal with the case of affordable housing, educating our children, keeping our city safe, all of those cases that I must deal with, and that's what I'm going to do.
College football is on high alert for players flashing make-believe guns at an opponent. It happened when South Carolina's Dylan Stewart sacked Mississippi quarterback Jackson Dart and stood over him and pretended to shoot his opponent with a repeating firearm. Stewart was called for unsportsmanlike conduct. Stocks finished higher. This is AP News. Israel says it killed a senior Hezbollah commander.
In a strike on Beirut, a day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack was marked by mourning and demonstrations, the military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials, destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute local broadcasts for the Cleveland Guardians, Milwaukee Brewers and Minnesota Twins next year. All three teams had contracts with Diamond Sports that ran out at the end of the regular season. Diamond filed for bankruptcy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.